Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I want to say thank you all for taking time out to come on the show. We have some changes in the season,
okay.
Changes of the weather, changes of, you know, opportunities and everything. But one thing that we need to change is due to respect of what we have as far as obligation, responsibility as being citizens and voters, no matter where you are located. I am honored to have some distinguished guests on my talk show talking about the future, talking about politics, and talking about education and family communications. If you can, please take a pen and pad and maybe have a little, you know, listen to the show. And if you have any questions, please make sure to have them prepared. It's going to be a short show. And like always, this is Dave Emanuel, who is a great friend of mine. He's a great leader, a pillar of Gwinnett County. We've been very successful this past few months talking about all about Gwinnett County. And we are really surprisingly honored to have this individual who is also a pillar of the community here in Metro Atlanta, specifically Snellville, Georgia. We have Tom Witz on for our show. But first off, there's nothing, you know, there's no life without breathing, and without Dave Emanuel, this show would not be in existence. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, please help me introduce a man of action, Mr. Dave Emanuel.
Thank you, Tom. Good evening, everyone. We're going to get right to it. This week, our guest on All About Gwinnett is Tom Witz, former mayor pro tem of Snellville. Tom is running for mayor. He had to resign in order to run for mayor, so he did that, and he is a candidate for mayor. He's been campaigning on a platform of bringing unity to a city that has suffered because of a longstanding political divide. Tom is already building bridges across that gap, and he's reached out to former Mayor Emmett Clower, who has endorsed Tom for mayor. Welcome to the show, Tom. I'm not sure...
Mr. Witz?
We're here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you, David.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And by way of disclosure, I am a Tom Witz supporter, and we are running together trying to bring unity to the city. I'm going to take off my candidate hat, put on my radio host hat, and we're going to get to it. Tom,
very well.
You've been running on a platform of unity. Now, that may give people a warm and fuzzy feeling, but what does it really mean for the residents of Snellville, and what are the real benefits of a unified council?
Well, first of all, what it means, I don't think it's any secret that Snellville has suffered in the newspapers and press over the last few years, and our reputation has taken a hit. So I think unity, first of all, is going to help cure that. I think the squabbling and things that have been going on in Snellville for so long have just got to end. It's hurting us financially. It's hurting our property values. It's hurting our reputation. And I think the citizens are fed up with it. When you go into intergovernmental relations, unfortunately, the press that we have and the news headlines don't stop at the city borders. They're also seen by the county, by the state, even the federal people who represent us. And I think it hurts us when we go to them to ask for assistance, because I don't think we get the assistance we could get because, again, they see a split government. They're not really sure who's aligned with who, and it's just easier to stay away than it is to dig through all that to get to the bottom of it.
Let's talk a little bit about those intergovernmental agreements. I think a lot of people are unaware of what that really means. A lot of it has to do with SPLOST, which is the special purpose sales tax. And
absolutely, yeah.
A lot of what we get done is paid for with SPLOST money. So how does that all get put together between the city and the county?
Well, first of all, in one area, the SPLOST is a 1% sales tax. that is charged throughout all the retail establishments in Gwinnett County. Part of that is broken up by population. Snellville is a very big contributor to that because of our vast marketplace on Highway 124. A good percentage of sales tax is collected on that corridor. And it's divvied up by population. So we get our fair share of that. But another part of that is money that is spent between the county and the cities on joint projects. Lilburn just got a library. We were fortunate enough in this latest turnaround because of some inroads we made that we're getting sidewalks, and I'll be glad to talk about them with you. But we need to get more of our share of that split. And once again, I think because we have a split government, so to speak, there's some hesitation into putting money into some projects that we can possibly use.
Okay, so now we're talking about unity and the benefits of it, but does that mean everybody just goes along to get along?
You mean as far as the leaders, the city leaders? Absolutely not.
As far as the leaders?
Well, Dave, I know I'm speaking to the choir when I talk to you, but for the people out there, you know, we have six people on our council. You have the mayor, then you have five council people. Currently, we have four business owners, a CPA, and a business manager, and an attorney. You can imagine every business owner has his own way of running his business, and they're used to being leaders and taking charge. So to get four or five of them around a table to come to an agreement is a negotiation. And willingness to sit down at the table, listen to everyone's discussions, and then come up with an answer that's good for everybody and one that all of us can live with. So no, although we don't march to the beat of the same drum, we do know how to get along, and we do know how to move the city forward. I think we've done that over the past 4 years, despite the handicaps that we've had.
I think that's very obvious in some of the things we've done with the Veterans Memorial, the Farmers Market, Community Garden, a lot of other things that really brought a sense of community back to Snellville. And I
exactly.
think going forward, we need to continue doing that.
We do have to do it. And, you know, a town center is my big project. And it's certainly going to take a unified council, one that can come to agreement on big items like that in order to make that happen.
Okay. Let's move into one of the conditions that you get to when you're successful, and that's traffic. Almost everybody complains about traffic in Snellville. Most of the roads are controlled by the county or the state. So what can a city government do to improve things?
Well, as you know, there's not a lot. Although all those streets run through the city, very few of them outside of your local neighborhood is a city street. As you're saying, most of them are controlled either by the county, the state, or in some cases even the federal government. So there's not a lot a city can do. We can work with the county on lights and making sure that the lights are synchronized and things like that, which you have been very heavily involved in, I know, with the county on our Highway 124 and Highway 78 corridors. But basically, although we in Snellville have a traffic problem in Snellville, we hear about it from the people in Snellville, and rightfully so. But traffic and the traffic problem is not just Snellville's problem. I was 2 weeks ago, I was in Suwannee on a Friday afternoon. I had to get to downtown Suwannee. I got off of the interstate, and a six-minute trip took me 55 minutes. Traffic is a regional problem. A few years ago, they tried to pass a transportation spot, which failed, which maybe would or would not have helped. I don't know. But financing of roads is going to be what it's going to take in order to fix not only Snellville's problems, but the problems for the entire region.
Well, part of what goes along with roads is sidewalks, and that's a concern for a lot of people. Over the years, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of promises to voters about getting sidewalks on Oak Road, Skyland Drive, and other locations. But the talk and the promises never got any results. That all changed recently. Tell us what it took to get the county to start building new sidewalks.
Well, let me give you an example. Let's talk about Oak Road. I think that's a good example. In 2003, the then mayor and council dedicated a piece of property over on Oak Road to be a passive park. Unfortunately, part of the provisions of that park was there'd be no parking there, and there was no way to get to it because we didn't have any sidewalks. When I campaigned in 2009, I was told, well, you know, there's no money for sidewalks. Oak Road's not getting sidewalks. If you want sidewalks, the city has to build them. Of course, the city can't afford to. And then we had a change of commissioners in 2011, 2012. And with that change, I was able to talk to our new county commissioner, Tommy Hunter, and explain the problem to him. He laid out a plan for us to get sidewalks on Oak Road. He said, you know, the biggest problem with it was that we didn't have enough points. We didn't score high enough on the county's list to even be considered because we hadn't done anything with the park. So we came up with a plan where we cleared the park area, started to make improvements. That triggered the county to say, okay, they are doing something, brought us up on the list, put us on the list to get new sidewalks down Oak Road, with the promise that once those sidewalks were there, we would get the park completed. So it's again, you go to the intergovernmental things that we talked about earlier. That's what it takes. You have to be able to talk to the intergovernmental people, your supervisors, your county commissioners, your state representatives, and get things done. That's what it needs to take. That's what it takes to get sidewalks. Right now, we're going to have sidewalks down Skyling Glen. We currently have them going down North Road, and we will then eventually, within the next 6 months or so, have them going down Oak Road. That's all with intergovernmental negotiations with the county.
And I think that's an important point that a lot of people miss, is that so many of the roads are controlled by the county or are controlled by the state, and it does take that working together with those other agencies to really get anything done. And a lot of that is paid for out of SPLOST money. So it's not your property taxes that are paying for it, it's SPLOST funds that are paying for it. And the thing that's great about SPLOST is a lot of that money is contributed by people who don't live in the city because it's collected from everybody who shops in the city.
Exactly right.
So I think that's a good deal for everybody.
Exactly right. And, you know, and let's look back at the history of Snowball a little bit. If we go back, like, you know, from 2005 to 2009, you had a 3-3 council. So three people would want sidewalks. The other three people want streetlights or something else. So there was no unified request to the county. So the county just stayed away. You know, we didn't get what I think we should have gotten. I think that's changed. And that's why I think a unified council, working together for the betterment of the city and for a brighter future, Snowball, is exactly what it needs. This factions is no longer acceptable. It's gotten us nowhere. All it's gotten us is bad press, lower property values, and a bad reputation.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Witz, and as we're coming around, you just said about the future. You talked about the past, the Snowville. What is your vision about Snowville?
The number one thing I think that we need to do is we need to prepare ourselves for the new intersection at Highway 78 and 124. That's going to be a major concern. Georgia Department of Transportation's job is to move traffic through the city. Our job is to make sure that the way they do that doesn't harm our city. So I think that's a very big thing we're going to have to work with the Georgia Department of Transportation to protect our interests. The other thing is the town center. We're about the only city left in Gwinnett County that doesn't have a town center. The people want it. It's very big on their list. And it's time, I think, that we deliver it to them.
Well, Dave, can you... first off, Mr. Witz, thank you so much for being on the show. Can you give your contact information? And then, Dave, is okay, as we're coming to, because we want to keep it short. I know you have a lot of obligations. Can you, Mr. Witz, give your contact information as far as those who are looking to participate, donate, or volunteer for your
Absolutely.
Campaign?
Absolutely. You can reach me on Facebook at Tom Witz for Mayor. My website is votewitz.com, and my email is cmwitz@gmail.com.
Now, Dave, can we go have a – I see the switchboard's going crazy. There are some people who are very interested to just say hello to you or ask you a question, if you don't mind. Dave, can we
let's go through it.
This?
Sure. Let's go see what the listeners want to ask.
And, Dave, hey, Dave, first off, give your contact information.
My contact information is Dave Emanuel, all one word, at bellsouth.net. My phone number is 770-262-2115, and my website is daveemanuel.org.
All right. Well, we're going to just go through, and individuals who are listening so patiently, we're just going to ask, do you have a question, comment, or remark? And, you know, I'd love for you to, you know, to continue to listen in, but we're not going to hold up these, you know, these are shakers and movers in Snellville. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to bring on, first off, 570-702. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
Hi, I just have a question. I just recently moved to Snellville, and I'm interested in I see a lot of campaign signs and right-of-ways, so I'm just wondering what's up with all the campaign signs and the right-of-ways in Snellville.
Well,
that's a good question.
I think there's a number of issues. I can give you my opinion, and Tom can give you his opinion. The city has a code of ordinances, and the code of ordinances specifically state in at least two places there is supposed to be no signs in the right-of-way. So that's an issue that we have to have our code enforcement people address, and there's basically no question about it. It says so very specifically. I don't know why people insist on putting them in the right-of-way. I think it makes the city look a little bit trashy, because I think it's not only do they have them in the right-of-way, there's just an excess number of them in the right-of-way, and what that means is they're really, really close to the street. And there's reasons why they're not supposed to be in the right-of-way, some of which are safety-related, because they do block the view, and they can obscure a car coming out of a side street. And I think it's something that obviously the code enforcement people need to address.
I agree. And another to the caller, another reason you're seeing quite a many is that in this race you have 9 candidates, which is an extremely large number for a municipal election. So you have 9 people putting signs out. So they're all over. Myself, and I think the people that are running with me, we have done everything we can to make sure that most of our signs are in yards. I'm not saying you don't see some alongside the road, but probably the lesser number. Most of ours are in yards or businesses where we have permission to put the signs. So we've done everything we can to keep them out of the right-of-way. And I've said before, and I'll say again, if you see one of my signs in a right-of-way, if you give me a call, I'll personally remove it, because that's not what we're about.
Okay, who do we have next?
Great question. Thank you so much for calling in. And now, please feel free to listen in. We have another one, 770-605. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
Yeah, I have a question. When are you going to do something with the land by the police station?
Oh, that's a great question. Now, there's you're talking about across the street at Wisteria or alongside across Henry Clower? Well, let me just explain it to you.
Okay.
Henry Clower, we own across the street there, and then we just purchased across the street from the funeral home. There's a used to be an antique shop, and there used to be a little house next to it. We just purchased that in a 5-1 vote about 2 months ago. which when we put that alongside the property we already own on both sides of Wisteria, gives us about 12 acres, and that we control. That's where our town center is going to be. We own that property right. We're going to be able to use the equity we have in that property to come with the public-private partnership. Hopefully it will be the cornerstone of our town center.
Awesome.
And I think something that probably needs a little bit of explanation is the fact that if we didn't own the property, if the city didn't own the property, then your only control is making sure that whatever is proposed there is consistent with your zoning. And I think we can do a lot more if we have the control and we can work with developers and say, here's what we want, here's our vision for the town center. And if they agree that that's what they want to participate in, then everybody wins and we can get our town center off and running. And I think we have some great plans for that. Why don't you give them a little bit more of an insight, Tom, because you've been leading that charge.
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest thing that happened in Snellville in 2003 to 2005 or 6 was Snellville didn't really have a plan for its town center. And that's when Norcross and Suwannee and some of the other cities got off the ground and really did a lot of development. Snellville didn't really have a plan. I think now we have a plan. In 2010, the large piece of property, the 10 acres on both sides of Wisteria, was offered to us for $3.4 million. Through negotiations between other council members and myself, we were able to acquire that property for $670,000. So that gave us the foothold, like David said. And the good thing about that is if we don't get what we want, we can pass. We don't have to worry about just because they meet the requirements for the zoning, they can build it. They can't build it if we own the property and we don't agree to it. So we're really in the driver's seat on that. And I'd really like to see our library move down to that area off of Lenora Church, perhaps a parking deck and a library, and there's even talk of maybe a theater.
And I think really will bring that area alive.
What I also want to say to you is that I want you to comment, because you're very, maybe not boastful. Tell us about the Veterans Wall.
The Veterans Wall. The Veterans Wall is my pride and joy. In 2009, I wanted to relight the Snellville flame that was on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial when it was across the street. Through a series of events, that wasn't possible, so we made the decision to build a new memorial. It took us 3 years, completely privately funded. There wasn't a dollar of taxpayers' money used to build it. We had to jump over a lot of hurdles, but we were successful in doing it. And I know, Tom, you were there the day that we dedicated it. And the day we dedicated it, it was amazing to watch the people, the veterans, just crying as they're seeing their name on the wall. It was just such a moving day. And it's a wonderful thing. Like I said, it's my pride and joy.
Well, I salute
and
you
I think it's...
For that. And obviously we had a communication with a cousin of mine who was a four-star general that you served with.
Yes, sir.
In Vietnam. And
served under him, I sure did.
Y'all have to understand what these two gentlemen are trying to do. They're doing it. It's a passion. It's not for the money. It's not for the, the fame. But, it's amazing how many people I've talked to that, have come to Snellville just to go and show their respect to the wall. As I go, I want to see if I can bring on a couple other people. But that's one thing you got to understand, be it, no matter whatever, your political fame is, it's about community. And this is something that, people can't come to Snellville for. I want to bring on 678-414, if you don't mind. 678-414, do you have a question, comment, or remark?
I have a question. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good evening.
What do you have to say about all the conflicts in the news media reports between everyone in Snellville?
Well, that's a whole hour show, I guess. All I can say is that you have six people on the Snellville City Council. You have five people that get along and work together and have done some things, just like we just talked about the Veterans Memorial. The Veterans Memorial could not have been done by me alone, absolutely not. It took every member of the council to support me. We have David, doesn't talk about it, but he has raised God knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars for Give Hunger the Boot. We all support him when he does that. I mean, you know, we have five members of the council who have done a lot of good things over the past 4 years. We've had a problem with communication with one member of the council, or a lack thereof, and it's caused strife. And there's nothing we can do about that. One of the things you hear about a lot are the lawsuits. Well, all I can tell you is, me and the other four council members have never been plaintiffs in any of the lawsuits. We've always been defendants. And we are defending the people of Snellville and what we felt was the best for the city of people, the city and the people of Snellville.
And I think there's one thing that has probably gone by the boards in all of the controversy over it is the fact that we've all taken an oath of office. And part of that oath of office is to defend the Constitution of the state and the United States, but also the city charter. And the city charter has some very specific areas that, in my opinion, I would have had to have violated my oath of office to, let's say, not be in opposition to some of the things that went on. And that's something I'm absolutely not going to do. I'm going to defend my oath of office, and I'm going to defend the citizens of Snellville.
And more than that, David, and you know that, probably the people out there don't know, 95% of those lawsuits were over people, over the authority to fire people who had worked for the city, who had worked, in one case, 24 years, dedicated employees, who got along with five members of the council, didn't favor them, but got along with them, and because one person didn't like them, tried to get rid of them, and we were forced to defend those people, as we should have, and I'd do it again tomorrow if it was necessary.
Okay, we have anybody else?
Well, we have one other individual. I have 678-425. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
Hi, I have a question for Tom. I heard rumors that you were supporting the apartment, and I just wanted you to explain to me why you did support those apartments.
Thank you for asking that question. That has been a rumor that's out there. Let me say firmly, I have never, ever approved apartments. There's a lot of, last summer when the apartments were thought about over in the Brookwood area, because we didn't comment on them before it came before council, there's a lot of talk that we were for them. The truth of the matter is if we had commented on how I felt before I heard all the evidence, I would have laid the basis for a lawsuit. You know, so I waited till I heard all the evidence and voted the way I felt. My conscience decided I needed to vote, and that was against apartments. I am not for apartments. I am interested in developing one area of Snellville. It starts at the Walmart, the old Walmart, and it ends at the post office. That's the only part of Snellville I'm interested in developing, and I don't foresee any apartments in that area.
Okay. Well, Dave, for clearing that up.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I said, thanks for clearing that up.
Okay, oh, you're welcome.
Tom, you know, obviously you're not as shy as you were 30 minutes ago. and Dave, as you recognize, he does a lot of great things as far as giving Hunger the Boot.
Absolutely.
We might have to have you back on next week to put him on the hot seat. But now, do you all have any upcoming events? For this week or this weekend or whatever, and how can people kind of get involved? How can people, you know, volunteer? How can, you know, these college kids or whomever who is now just turning 18 to say, hey, guess what? You know, you're a citizen, and now you have the ability to vote. What I try to tell people is this: a lot of people talk a lot, especially those who don't vote. And
you're
those
right.
are the ones who complain. Is there, do you all have any kind of situations going on this week or next week?
We do. On Tuesday night at Summit Chase Country Club, we're having a rally. Myself and the three people who are running with me, who I've endorsed, David, of course, Christy, and Roger Marmo, will all be at Summit Chase Country Club to do nothing else but answer questions from the public. We invite everybody to come over there and sit down, meet with us, ask your questions. We're wide open. We have nothing to hide. And as you're talking about the kids 18 years and old, I don't know how many people know this, but Christy is a teacher at South Glenwood High School.
Mm-hmm.
She's a history teacher and works in the government area. And one of the requirements in her class is if you're 18 years old, you have to register to vote. And she has done a lot with bringing kids into the city hall for council meetings, making sure they're involved in city government. And I think that's something that I wish I had when I was a kid, and I think that we need more of it. And Christy's been a big supporter of that and has done it for the last 4 years, and we just can't wait to get her on council for fortunate enough to win.
This is wonderful. Dave, you want to close out the show? And Tom, Mr. Witt, we have more questions for you. There are going to be more people to have more questions for you. I would love for you to come back before November 3rd. But those who are in the city of Snellville or relocating here in the city of Snellville or are citizens of Snellville, do what you got to do, but make an action. Dave, do you have any questions?
Yes, I just want to encourage everybody to come to Summit Chase Country Club on October 20th. That's what Tom mentioned, next Tuesday. And I know that I'll be there, Roger will be there, Christy will be there, Tom will be there. And the reason we're there is to answer your questions. And as I've said many times before, if you can't make that or can't find me some other way, 770-262-2115 is my phone number. I'd be happy to answer anybody's question and address any issues you may have regarding the city. And that's, in my belief and Tom's belief as well, that's what we're here for. We're here to serve the citizens of Snellville.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, for doing the show again. It's a very popular show. For those who need media exposure, who are in Snellville, you know, we have to come together to work together, like Mr. Witt said, and, you know, we can agree to disagree, but we have to at least be, you know, human when we are talking about not able to understand each other. But it's all about communication. Thank you all so much for being on the show. Just want to let you know, Mr. Witt, I talked with the general today, and he told me to tell you. He's proud of you.
Please give the general my regards when you speak to him.
I sure will. Okay, thank you all so much. And,
all right, thank you.
Hope you all enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, you know, let's support those who have a vision for the future of Snellville.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next Sunday night at 6:30.
Thank you, Mr. Emmanuel and Mr. Witz.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.